Greetings, everyone, from Zeeland West High School. Welcome to High School Basketball 2013-2014 on WHTC and WHTC.com. A big matchup tonight here in the OK Green Conference. We have a three-way tie for first place heading into tonight's action. Two of the three teams in that tie face off head-to-head tonight as the Holland Dutch take on the Ducks of Zeeland West. I'm Greg Chandler. I'll be calling the action for you tonight. The next 72 hours will determine who this year's OK Green Conference champ is. The way the standings look right now in the green, Holland High, Zeeland West, and Holland Christian are all at 6-2 in league play. Now, Holland Christian is playing at the Civic Center tonight against the Byron Center Bulldogs. So if the Maroons win, they will maintain a share of first place, and they will be joined by whoever wins this ball game. And the loser of tonight's ball game will find themselves on the outside looking in and having to face a situation where the two teams ahead of them will both have to lose on Friday night in order to get a share of the championship. So this is a pivotal, pivotal ball game tonight. The Dutch coming off a tough loss at home on Friday against Holland Christian by a score of 41-38, while Zeeland West knocked off Hamilton on the Hawkeyes' home court by a score of 76-56. It is senior night here at Zeeland West. They just had a little brief ceremony honoring the seven seniors who will be playing at home for the last time tonight in conference play. And this has been a good group. And this is a team that has really turned itself around. Last year, the Ducks finished last in the OK Green. This year, they have a shot at a conference championship. And it's been really with this same group of guys, the seniors. And we'll talk a little bit more about them as we continue on during our pregame show brought to you by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital. And we'll also kind of break down what the potential scenarios are for the OK Green Conference title. But first, let's take a two-minute break. And when we come back, we'll have our Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Zeeland West High School, and welcome to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show as we get you set for this ball game between the Dutch and the Zeeland West Ducks. Now, the first meeting between these two teams took place back on January 29th at the Dutch Dome, and it was kind of a tale of two halves, essentially. Zeeland West outplayed the Dutch in the first half and actually had the lead at the half, 27-25, and they built up a six-point lead early in the third quarter at 35-29 as they were shooting the ball pretty well from three-point range. But then all of a sudden, the Dutch turned up the pressure defense and started causing some turnovers, and then the Dutch went on a big run. In fact, they closed out the third quarter on a 19-3 run to go in front, rather a 15-3 run to go ahead 44-38. And the guy who spearheaded it, as he has done much of the season for the Dutch, has been senior point guard Dante Hawkins. Hawkins had 8 points during that run. He ended up with 24 for the game. And the Dutch put the game away at the free throw line. And free throw shooting was absolutely huge in that first meeting against Zeeland West, as the Dutch made 28 of 34 from the line, including a stretch in the second half where they made 19 consecutive free throws. And if the Dutch are able to get to the line tonight, that is going to be absolutely huge in this contest. Holland opened the season with 9 consecutive wins, and at one point was ranked as high as number 4 in the state in Class A by the Michigan Associated Press. But since January 21st, when they lost to East Kentwood, the Dutch have won 4 and lost 4. They lost to East Kentwood, beat Zeeland West, and then they bounced back and forth. They had a big win against Holland Christian, but then turned around and then lost last week. And they had 2 losses last week. Lost to Reese Puffer, 61-56, and then Holland Christian last Friday by a score of 41-38. Hawkins is the guy who makes things go for the Dutch, but a couple of key pieces for Holland are not available for tonight's ball game. 2 of their starters are out with injuries. Tyler Johns, who's a senior and provides a little bit of presence on the inside and also has a very good outside shot, suffered a foot injury late in the ballgame. He has a walking boot on. He is in street clothes. He is not available for tonight's ballgame. Also out is Anders Nordheis, who's a junior. Now, Nordheis doesn't score much, but he is an offensive stopper for Holland High. He is also out with an injury. He is in street clothes. So the Ducks are going to have to turn to a couple of other guys. Trent Ramos is one of them. He's a guy who has started in the past. He has come off the bench most of this season, but he had a big ball game off the bench the last time these two teams play, as he scored 12 points off the bench. Another guy that's going to have to step up tonight is a guy named Mason Rosado. You might remember him from football season. He was the quarterback for the Dutch, but he hasn't played a lot. He's played maybe about 6-7 minutes of ball game. He's one of the guards, and he is going to have to really fill that hole that Anders Nordheis normally fills for the Dutch. So as Paul Chapman, the Holland coach, breezed by, as he said to me, he says, next man up. And the Dutch are going to need a couple of guys to step up tonight, with Johns and Nordheis both out of the lineup with injuries. So, but the Dutch still have Hawkins. They also have Aiden McAuliffe, who's a very good outside shooter. He averages about 11 points a ball game. They also have Kyle Bartholomew, the 6'10" junior, who played an outstanding defensive game the last time these two teams played, working against Jordan Van Dort, the big Zeeland West center. He held Van Dort to just 8 points, while Van Dort normally averages about 16 or 17 a ball game. Bartholomew doesn't normally score a lot, but his presence is felt on the defensive end with that big wingspan of his. He alters the shots. He either blocks them or is able to alter them. But he's also got to stay out of foul trouble, and that's something he had problems with in both of the Holland Christian games in the last couple of weeks. So that's going to be another key for Holland High in this contest. When we come back, we will talk about the Zeeland West Ducks. But first, let's take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show here from Zeeland West High School as we get you set for this game between the Dutch and the Ducks. Now, 3 weeks ago, after that Zeeland West Holland High game, when the Dutch prevailed 67-55, the Dutch found themselves with a record of 1-2 in conference play and two games out of first place. But the Ducks have gotten hot of late. They have won five consecutive conference games. They've won six of their last seven. Their only loss in that stretch was a loss on February 11th, a non-conference loss to a very, very good Grand Rapids South Christian team that is ranked in the state Class B poll 70-57. But on January 31st, they beat Byron Center 71-56. They beat Hamilton 70-62 a night later. They then got a big win against Holland Christian on February 4th here at Zeeland West 63-55. They beat Unity 63-49. And then last Friday night, the Ducks defeated Hamilton by a score of 76-56. Now, I told you at the top of the broadcast, they had a little ceremony prior to the start of the game honoring the seven Zeeland West seniors who are playing. And this is a team that has really turned itself around. Last year, they finished last in the OK Green. They only were 2-8 in conference play. But with largely the same lineup, they have come back this year very strong. They're led by big Jordan Van Dort, the 6'6" center, a four-year starter. Of course, they'll be playing football next year at Western Michigan University. Van Dort averages about 17 points a ball game, is a very solid presence in the middle. But there's some other key guys as well. Sam Hesch, a three-year starter at point guard. He's their all-time career assist leader. And Sam, a very smart guy, and very heady on the court as well. Another key guy, and a guy that's been kind of underrated on the course of the season, is Brent Burroughs. Burroughs is a senior. He's 6'2". They list him at 185, but he is a very well-built 185 pounds. He plays one of the forward positions, but he is also the Ducks' best three-point shooter, and he has had several games this year against Holland Christian. He came up absolutely huge, hitting a bunch of three-pointers in that ball game. And during the introduction of the seniors tonight, I've learned that Brent has a couple of nicknames, and one of them, I guess appropriately because of his initials, is the term BB gun. That's what they call him, and they also call him Money, and he has been Money at times so far in the course of the season for the Zeeland West Ducks. Luke Dreyer, another senior, who averages about 12 points a ball game. He can drive to the basket. He can step outside and hit the three. Very versatile player. So it's been a package of interchangeable parts, so to speak, for this Zeeland West ball club. And Kevin Town, the head coach of the Ducks, also made it a point to talk about not only what good athletes these guys are, but what excellent students they are. This group of seven seniors has a collective GPA of 3.8, which is just, that's absolutely mind-boggling. I mean, maybe you get one or two guys usually on a team with that good of grade point average, but this is the entire group of seven guys who have 3.8 GPAs, and you look at their plans for the future. You got guys who want to go into engineering and exercise science and biology, things like that. These are very, very smart young men, and they have represented Zeeland West very, very well on the hardwood during the course of the season. Again, in that first meeting with Holland, the Ducks had the lead in that contest. Nick Sharon, who's another one of those seven seniors, had the hot hand from outside as he had 17 points on the strength of 5 3-point baskets. But the Ducks really didn't have anybody else to supplement Sharon's performance. We mentioned Van Dort was limited to 8 points, which is as low as Van Dort has been held to in a game this season, again with the presence of Kyle Bartholomew causing a big problem for Van Dort on the inside. And Jordan is going to have to try to find a way to come up with a big contest tonight, try to get Bartholomew in foul trouble, which he has been prone to do on the course of the season. And that's going to be one of the keys, I think. And I think also another key is how the Ducks deal with Dante Hawkins. They have to find a way to limit him getting to the basket. In that first ball game, Hawkins was able to get to the basket time and again and either score or get fouled. And he went to the free throw line. He was in double figures in terms of free throw attempts in that ball game, and I believe he only missed one free throw in that contest as the Dutch were able to win the ball game. Again, talking about this OK Green Conference standings right now, we have Zeeland West at 6-2. Holland is at 6-2. Now, on Friday night, Holland will play Hamilton on the road. We'll have that game for you on WHTC beginning at 7:10. Zeeland West will be at Byron Center. Holland Christian, which is playing Byron Center tonight at the Civic Center, will play at Unity Christian. So you got tonight's ball games, plus you got the games on Friday that are going to determine who comes out on top in the OK Green Conference race here for the 2013-2014 season. When we come back, we will have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off of tonight's ball game. But first, let's take a 3-minute break, Lindsay Michaels, and you are listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Zeeland West High School. Time to meet the starting lineups for tonight's varsity boys contest between the Holland Dutch and the Zeeland West Ducks. First for the visiting Dutch, coached by Paul Chapman, assisted by John Crampton. They'll send out at a forward Trent Ramos, a 6'1" senior. He is in for the injured Tyler Johns. Trent averages about 6 points a contest. He had 12 in the last meeting against Zeeland West. He'll be joined up front by Aiden McAuliffe, a 6'3" senior. McAuliffe averages 12 a contest. At center, Kyle Bartholomew, a 6'10" junior. In the backcourt is Mason Rosano, a 5'9" senior. He's getting his first career start tonight in for the injured Anders Nordheis. And finally, Dante Hawkins, a 5'10" senior. Hawkins averages about 20 points a ballgame. He has gone for 30 twice this season. For the Zeeland West Ducks, coached by Kevin Town, assisted by Joe Davilar. Starting at a forward, Luke Dreyer, a 6'2" senior. He'll be joined by Brent Burrows, another senior, 6'2". At center, Jordan Van Dort, Zeeland West all-time career scoring leader with more than 900 career points. He is a 6'6" senior. At one guard, Nick Sharon, a 6'3" senior. He had 17 against the Ducks in their last meeting. And finally, Sam Hesch, the all-time career assist leader for the Ducks, a 3-year starter, a 6'1" senior. The broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the inscriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSA and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. The Ducks are in the home whites with green numerals and gold trim. The Dutch in the red uniforms, white numerals, and black trim. Bartholomew will jump for the Dutch, and probably be Luke Dreyer for Zeeland West. He usually jumps instead of Van Dort for Zeeland West. The two teams bump fist. Everybody knows each other in this rivalry. It will be Dreyer against Bartholomew to start things off tonight. The opening tip presented by South Shore Laundry, a full-service laundromat offering drop-off laundry service. The official steps in the circle, the ball in the air, and the Dutch control the opening tap. Dante Hawkins has it in the front court. Ducks will open in a man-for-man defense. They will go zone occasionally. Mason Rosado has it way outside on the right. Gets it into Ramos. Trent slashes toward the basket. Puts up an 8-footer. Too strong. Rebound battle for. Good block out by Van Dort. He's got the rebound. Here come the Ducks with it. With it is Hesch. Gives it up to Dreyer. Dreyer matched up against Dante Hawkins. Dreyer bounce pass to Van Dort. Right high post. Van Dort. Over to Sharon in the corner of Burroughs. Brent will launch a three. He got it. The BB gun delivers from the corner. Brent Burroughs with a triple to start things up. 3-0 Zeeland West. Dutch with the ball, and the Dutch turn it over. Bartholomew passed the ball, and Aiden McCullough vacated the spot that Bartholomew passed the ball to, and it ended up going into the quack pack, which is the Zeeland West student section. Pressure put on by Dante Hawkins as Luke Dreyer comes up court. One-on-one pressure. Dreyer works his way across the timeline. Just underway here at Zeeland West. Ducks with the early lead. Dreyer on the dribble. Gives it up to Burroughs. Burroughs guarded by McAuliffe. Dutch in a man-for-man defense. Burroughs between the circles. Over to Dreyer. Dreyer wants Van Dort. Gets it to Jordan left of the lane. Van Dort double. Back outside. Here's a three by Sharon. No good. And the rebound tapped out by McAuliffe. Controlled by Rosado. Rosado will dribble it up into the front court. Rosado dishes off to Ramos. Back outside to Hawkins, and the Dutch will reset. Bartholomew comes to set a screen for Hawkins, leaves it outside for Ramos. Now to Rosado. Rosado right side. Mason puts it on the floor. Drives to the basket. Reverse layup. No good. Here's a long pass ahead to Dreyer. Dreyer breaks in on the left side. Drives the ball. Puts it up and in. And the Ducks have a quick 5-0 lead to get things started. Not the start Paul Chapman wanted for the Dutch. McAuliffe has it way outside on the right for Holland. Rosado has the ball slipped through his hands, goes out of bounds. Hawkins tried to try the pass, and Rosado, I think Rosado looked like he wanted to do something with it before he had possession of the basketball. Pressure put on by the Dutch. They put two guys after Hesch. Hesch's pass into the front court to Dreyer. It's a 2-on-1 break. Pull-up jumper from 12 by Dreyer. It's good! And the Ducks with a quick 7-0 lead. And we played a little more than 2 minutes. Hawkins will bring it up for the Dutch. Hawkins over to Bartholomew. Bartholomew looks for a cutter. Now Hawkins with it. Dante with a three left side off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound batted around. Dreyer controls it. Has it knocked out of his hands by Ramos out of bounds. And it will be Ducks ball. 5:36 to go first quarter. The Dutch will press. It'll be a man press. Burroughs to inbound it. It was the press that caused problems for the Ducks the last time these two teams played. Burroughs over to Dreyer. Luke will bring it up one-on-one against Dante Hawkins. McCall comes from behind, but Dreyer is able to get rid of it to Burroughs, who hand it back to Luke. Sharon left side. He'll put up a three. No good. And the rebound Bartholomew, and Van Dort went over the back. That time Bartholomew had the good block out, and Jordan Van Dort gets whistled for his first foul of the ball game. Dutch still looking for their first point. They trail 7-0 at Zeeland West. 5:17 to go, first quarter. Hawkins comes to work for the Dutch. Ramos and Bartholomew come to set a double screen. Here's Hawkins for three. He got it. Nobody came out to challenge Dante, and he just dropped it in from the right side. 7-3, Rosado dogging Hesch as he comes into the front court. Hesh gives up his dribble. Needs to find someone to pass to. Gets rid of it to Dreyer. Luke for three. He got it. Luke Dreyer with 7 quick points. 10-3, Zealand West. Here's McCall slashing towards the shot. He had a shot blocked by Dreyer. Looked like he got a piece of the wrist. No whistle. Dreyer with it in the front court. He's got Ramos and Hawkins coming on a double. Van Dort over to Burrows. Here's Sharon for three. Left side. No good off the back of the iron. Good tip out by Dreyer. Dreyer got a right hand up there and swatted the rebound back outside to Hesh. 4:25 to go, first quarter. 10-3, the Ducks with the lead. Dreyer holds the basketball, airmails it over to Burrows' left side, and we're going to get an illegal screen called, and this is going to go on Van Dort, I believe. That is Van Dort's second foul, and the one big guy for Zealand West is in foul trouble, and quickly Trevor Raby gets in off the bench. Raby, a 6'5" junior. And Demetrius Lake, the freshman for Holland, a 5'11" freshman, hit that winning shot against Holland Christian back on the 8th at the Civic Center. He is in. So the Dutch will try to get some more quickness in the ballgame. Here's Hawkins dishing out to Bartholomew. Bartholomew missed the layup. And I think Burrows may have distracted Kyle on that one. The rebound to the Ducks. Hash into the front court for Zealand West. Picked up by Hawkins. Outside to Burrows. Now to Nick Sharon, right side. In the corner now is Dreyer being guarded by Lake. Raby comes to set a screen for Luke. Dreyer loses the basketball, gets it back. Lake is all over him. Dreyer tries to penetrate, dishes off left side to Hesh. Hesh will drive toward the basket, scoop shot underneath. He puts it in. Will it count? The foul is on Bartholomew, and they will give him the basket. So Sam Hesh with a three-point play opportunity following the foul by Kyle Bartholomew. The left-hander, Hesh fires, and the ball rolls off the rim, no good. 12-3, Zealand West. We have 3:33 to go in the first quarter. Here's Lake slashing in the lane, puts the shot up, no good. Ramos with the rebound, put back is good. Good work on the offensive board by Trent Ramos that time. And it's now 12-5, Zealand West. Hesh brings it up against pressure from Lake. Hawkins reaches in, and Dante's going to get caught with his hand in the cookie jar. They are calling this one pretty close so far, both ways. Elroy Payne, a 5'10 junior, checks in for the Dutch. And Travis Ackerhoff, a 6'5 junior, in for the first time for the Ducks. He's a very good three-point shooter. Also another senior, Zach Popham, a 6'2 senior, in for the Ducks. Inbound pass comes to Popham. Popham, about 30 feet from the basket. Ramos is on him. Popham on the dribble. Manages to shake Ramos. Will go toward the baseline. Kicks it outside to Dreyer. They swing it around over to Hesh. Hesh, the ball goes through Popham's hands, but Dreyer recovers. Look for a three right side. No good. Rebound battle for it's loose. And coming away with it, Popham, but he throws it away. Dreyer's able to retrieve it. Dreyer does Ackerhoff for a three. No good. Dreyer with the offensive board. Ducks reset. Dreyer to Raby. Now over to Ackerhoff at the top of the circle. Who will leave it outside for Zach Popham. Popham gets a screen from Raby. Zach will try a three. No good. Hawkins has the board for the Dutch. Here comes Holland. Hawkins will drive down the lane to the hole. Scoop shot. Covered in a foul. Hawkins got the rebound. Took it coast to coast. Put it in and drew the foul. That's going to be on Hesh.
Sam's first team three. Count the bucket.
So Dante Hawkins with a three-point play opportunity. He had 24 the last time these two teams played. Free throw on the way is good for Hawkins. And the Ducks cut the lead to 12-8. 2:25 to go in the quarter. Bringing it up is Hesh against Ramos. Over to Dreyer. Dreyer thought about the shot. Now kicks it out to Hesh. Hesh on the left side. Ramos tries to tie him up, and he causes the travel against Hesh. Ramos was able to get his hands on the basketball. Hesh was able to shake free, but in the process, he traveled. So now the Dutch have a chance to cut the lead to two or maybe one. Hawkins with it. Leaves it outside for McAuliffe. McAuliffe, top of the circle. Aiden will try a three. That I think Dreyer got a hand on it. The ball is loose. It will stay Dutch basketball. Luke Dreyer was able to get out on McAuliffe, and with those long arms was able to tip that shot. Hawkins to trigger, baseline left for the Dutch. Gets it into Lake. Demetrius will try a three from the top. It's short. Hawkins will get the rebound. Dante from 15, got it! So Hawkins with 8, and the Dutch all of a sudden have scored 7 straight to cut the lead to 12-10. Pressure put on by Holland. Pop him on the backcourt. Against pressure from McCall. Gets it into Ackerhoff. Ducks need to hurry to get across the timeline. They do. Popema has the pass tipped by Hawkins out of bounds. The Dutch getting more active on defense. Elijah Woods, who we have not seen in any of our Holland guys games this year, in for the first time for the Dutch. Again, the Dutch are having to dig deeper into their bench because of the injuries to Johns and Nordhuis. Ducks with the basketball. Raby has it between the circles. Van Dorn is on the bench with 2 fouls. Popema between the circles. Zach tries to put a move on, kicks it over right side to Raby on the baseline. Raby being guarded by Payne. Payne gives away 8 inches, but he's got some bulk. He's a football player. Dreyer tries to put a move on Hawkins, puts up a 3, no good off the back. Lake has the rebound for the Dutch. Lake on the run. And Demetrius loses the basketball, but Ramos gets it back, kicks it outside to Woods for 3. It's good, and the Dutch lead it. Elijah Woods drops in a 3-pointer, and Holland on a 10-0 run takes the lead with less than a minute to go in the first quarter, 13-12. Here's Dreyer with it. Dreyer has the ball, that's away from Hawkins. It's stolen by Payne. Touch 3-on-1. Hawkins dishes off to Woods. Payne loses the basketball, but Payne retrieves it in the paint. Over to Hawkins. Hawkins with an 8-footer. It's good! And the Dutch on fire. They've scored 12 straight. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. They lead it 15-12. Popping with it in the front court. Over to Hash. Now to Ackerhoff. Ackerhoff out of the corner for a 3. He nailed it. And the Ducks absolutely needed that one. We're tied at 15. And that's how many seconds there are in the quarter. Hawkins works it across the timeline, and he will stand at the Ducks logo. Down to 7, down to 6, down to 5. Hawkins puts a move on. He'll try a 3. Dreyer blocked it. Ackerhoff gets the rebound. Payne retrieves it, though. There's a shot at the buzzer. No good. It won't count. One quarter in the books, and what a wild start to this one. Zeeland West led 12-3 early. The Dutch respond with 12 points, 12 straight, and then Ackerhoff hit a 3 right before the end of the quarter. We are dead even at 15. Let's take a 60-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's home sound station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Just underway, second quarter here at Zeeland West. Ducks with the basketball. We're tied at 15. Dreyer has it between the circles for the Ducks. Over to Hesch. Down low to Van Dorn. Van Dorn around Bartholomew. Goes it all. Puts it up. No good, but he's fouled. There were 2 guys in the area. And who's it going to be on? It's going to be on Bartholomew. That's Kyle Second. And Jordan Van Dorn, who picked up 2 early fouls in the first quarter, is at the line to shoot 2. Jordan averaging 17 a ball game, the all-time career leader in scoring for the Ducks, makes the first. McAuliffe will return for the Dutch, replacing Lake. Hawkins had 10 in the first quarter for Holland. Dreyer had 7 for Zeeland West. Van Dort, second free throw on the way. Got it. 17-15 Zeeland West. Just underway, second quarter. Hawkins with it. Crossover dribble. Drives on Hawkins to the hole. Puts it up. No good. Van Dorn has the rebound. Hawkins tries to reach in, and we got a foul on Dante. Really kind of a silly foul for Dante to take. Van Dorn had corralled the rebound, and really an unnecessary foul for Hawkins to take. That's his second. Pressure put on by the Dutch in the backcourt. Hash will work against McAuliffe. 14 fouls against Holland, 3 against Zeeland West. Van Dorn has the top of the circle. Over right side to Burroughs for 3, and it's through! Brent Burroughs' second triple. And the Ducks back up by 5, 20-15. They've scored 8 straight after Holland had a 12-point run. This has been a game of runs so far. Here's McAuliffe with it for the Dutch, going behind his back, loses his footing, back outside to Payne. Now to Hawkins. Hawkins dribbling between his legs. Step back. 3 on the way. No, they're going to give him 2, and he made it from 17 feet away. Hawkins with a dozen. Dutch with a double team in the backcourt, and they break the press. Here's Burroughs. Burroughs with a pull-up triple. Yes! Brent Burroughs, another 3. He's feeling it. He's got 9. All on triples, 23-17 Ducks. Hawkins in the front court, over to Woods, not a pain, right corner. Elroy puts it down the floor, drives in the base, puts it up off the window, and it's good. Elroy Payne is first hoop of the ball game. 23-19, the Ducks lead by four. 6:10 to play first half. Hesch brings it into the front court against McCullough. Hesch keeps his dribble alive, now loses the basketball, and he loses it out of bounds. Hesch simply lost possession of the basketball. Demetrius Lake and Trent Ramos return for the Dutch. Hawkins will sit with two fouls, and Elroy Payne will also sit. So Hawkins sits down with 6:02 to play in the first half with his two personal fouls and a dozen points. Let's see how the Dutch respond without Hawkins in the ballgame. Here's Lake. He had the big ball game at the Civic Center a couple of weeks ago against Holland Christian, where he hit the game winner. McAuliffe outside to Lake. Lake back to McAuliffe, right foul line extended. Aiden looks low. Now drives to the baseline around to McAuliffe, Bartholomew screen. Puts the shot up, no good. And McAuliffe got the rebound, and he lands on his back. He fell over Sam Hesch, who was also on the ground. And Hesch is going to get whistled for the foul. That is Sam's second. And the Zealand West fans do not like the call. 14 fouls each way. The Dutch will inbound baseline left. Lake slaps the basketball. And Lake has to hurry, and Lake threw it away. He was trying to hit McAuliffe, and Aiden vacated the spot where Lake was thought he was going to pass the ball to. Elijah Woods back in for the Dutch. Pressure put on by Holland. Now Burke had a little trouble getting the ball inbound. Finally does so to Dreyer. Dreyer is doubled in the backcourt, and Luke's going to just dribble right past him. Dreyer into the front court. Over to Sharon. Nick Sharon. To Burroughs. Burroughs with another three, and he nailed it! And he had Elijah Woods all over him. Burroughs with his fourth triple in the first half. He's had three of them this quarter. Paul Chapman wants time. It's going to be a 30. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations. Just $7.99 starting at 4 p.m. 5:17 to play in the first half. It's 26-19 Zealand West. And talk about the runs we've had so far. Zealand West opened with a 12-3 lead. Holland responded with a 12-0 run, largely fueled by Dante Hawkins for a 15-12 lead. And then Zealand West since has outscored the Dutch 14-4 with a dozen points coming from Brent Burroughs' three-pointers. And the Dutch overall have six three-pointers in this first half. They have shown at times this season an uncanny ability to hit that long-range shot. And the Dutch are going to have to come out on those perimeter shooters. Hawkins is back in the ballgame. He was out all of 50 seconds. He cannot afford to pick up number three. McCullough with it on the left side. Drives into the paint. And we get a whistle and a foul. Nick Sharon's going to be whistled for a hold. That's Nick's first. McAuliffe will inbound for the Dutch, baseline left. McAuliffe gets it into Hawkins. Hawkins over to Lake. Lake dribbles toward the free throw line. Now to Ramos, back to McAuliffe. McAuliffe gets a screen, a three, and it's through. Ramos set the screen to free up Aiden, and McAuliffe with his first basket in the ballgame. That's a triple. 26-22, Zealand West, 4:45 to play in the half. Dreyer brings it in the front court for the Ducks, picked up by Ramos. Dreyer airmails it down low to Van Dorn, and Van Dorn is fouled. I believe it's going to be on McAuliffe. Van Dorn was fronted by Payne and defended on the backside by McAuliffe, and Dreyer did a nice job of getting the ball over the top to Jordan. Bartholomew back in for the Dutch. And remember, he's got two fouls as well. Payne will sit. Inbounds pass comes to Burroughs. Burroughs, another three. In and out this time, no good. Here comes Lake the other way for the Dutch. Lake outside to Hawkins. Hawkins with an NBA three in and out. Dreyer with the rebound. Here come the Ducks. Racehorse basketball, Ray Backus. Dreyer pulls up at the top, fakes the three, doesn't shoot. Now Hesch will set things up. Hesch drives right side toward the basket. We get a whistle. The shot went in off the glass, but the foul occurred on the floor beforehand.
Demetrius late called for the personal, his first, 16 fouls on the Dutch. Travis Ackerhoff back in for the Ducks, replacing Nick Sharon. Hesh to inbound, baseline right. Hesh gets it in the Dreyer between the circles. Dreyer guarded by Ramos, now Hesh with it. Lake is on him. Hesh will drive around Lake to the basket, reverse, layup no good. Rebound batted around, it's loose. Dreyer gets it back. Bartholomew had a shot at it, couldn't corral it. Dreyer gets it to Van Dort right of the lane. Van Dort works on Bartholomew, drives it all, puts it up, missed the layup. McAuliffe has the rebound. Here comes Aiden. McAuliffe into the front court. McAuliffe drives around Ackerhoff in the corner to Ramos. Trent outside to Lake. Demetrius for three from the top, it's good! Demetrius Lake with a triple. And the Dutch close within one. They were down seven a moment ago. Pressure put on. Burroughs has it in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline. Burroughs will drive, spinning to the hole. Runs into Bartholomew. Dishes off to Van Dort. And Jordan kisses it off the window, and it's good. 28-25 Ducks. 3:10 to play until halftime. Here's Hawkins with it. Front court for the Dutch. Over to Lake. Demetrius will try another three. This one's no good off the back. Van Dort with the rebound. He'll hand it off to Burroughs. Burroughs gets pressure from Hawkins. Now Burroughs hands it off to Dreyer, and Luke will dribble it in the front court. Dreyer drives on Bartholomew, and he runs into a man. Oh, they're going to call it on Ramos. That's actually a break for the Dutch, because if it was Bartholomew, that would have been number three. Trevor Raby will come in for Jordan Van Dort. Dreyer will go to the line. Elijah Woods, Elroy Payne in for the Dutch. Bartholomew will sit. And Lake will sit down as well. Dreyer will have a 1-1. That's the 17 foul on the Dutch. 2:51 to go until halftime. 28-25, Zeeland West in the lead. Again, this is for a share of first place in the OK green. Dreyer's free throw. The front, the back, and the bottom. That's Luke's eighth point of the contest. Burroughs has 12. Dreyer has 8 for the Ducks. Hawkins has a dozen for the Dutch. Dreyer makes the second. He has 9 now. Back to a 5-point lead for Zeeland West, 30-25. Hawkins will work his way to the front court. Paul Chapman wants number 50. That's the play he wants. Woods right side. He'll launch a 3. Off the window, no good. Rebound Ackerhoff. Here comes Hesh with it. Hesh in the front court gets a screen from Raby. Hesh tries to drive right side to the basket. We get a whistle and a blocking foul on Payne. Payne tried to take the charge. He did not get over there in time. That was a clear block. That's Payne's first. 18 fouls on the Dutch. 1-1 opportunity for Sam Hesh. Actually, it's a two-shot foul. So it's an active shooting foul. Sam's first one off the front of the rim, no good. Hesh, the nephew of former Hope College softball coach Carla Walters. I think Carla's here tonight. She's usually here at his games. Second free throw good for Sam. That's his third point in the contest. 31-25 Zeeland West, 2:22 to play till halftime. Dante Hawkins directing a little traffic. Dutch looked like they were going to try to do a double screen, and now they break it up. Here's Hawkins getting a screen from McAuliffe. Hawkins drives into the paint, puts the shot up off the window, but they call the foul on the floor beforehand. Ackerhoff on the personal, his first. That's team foul number 6. Van Dort back in for the Ducks. Hawkins to trigger. Inbounds comes to Ramos. Now to Hawkins. Hawkins shooting over the screen for a 3. No good. McAuliffe with the rebound. Aiden spins. Turn around, 8-footer. No! Van Dort clears it for Zeeland West. Outlet to Hesh. 2 minutes exactly to play in the half. Ducks with the ball up by 6. Hesh to Dreyer at the top of the circle. Dreyer down low to Van Dort. Over the top, and Van Dort's going to live. Payne was fronting Van Dort, but Payne is 5'10". Van Dort is 6'6". And Dreyer put the ball in a spot where Payne could not get to it. 33-25 Zeeland West. 1:40 to play in the half. Hawkins with it front court. Gets a screen from Ramos. Hawkins drives left side to the basket. Contact, no whistle. Shot, no good. Rebound out of bounds. It'll go to the Ducks. There was contact below, but the officials chose to let that one go. Lake back in for the Ducks. Pressure put on by Holland. Dreyer doubled in the backcourt, gets rid of it to Raby. Raby back to Dreyer, and Luke will work it ahead to Hesch. Hesch pulls up for a three left side. It's short. Rebound battle for Dreyer with another offensive rebound. Dreyer drives it away, puts it up and in, and a blocking foul on Lake. Check that on Payne. Luke Dreyer showing no fear around the basket. Drove to the basket, scored, and drew the foul. And Paul Chapman having a word with one of the officials. He felt that was a charge. Dreyer with a three-point play opportunity, and he makes. It's an 11-point Zeeland West lead, 36-25, 1:17 to play in the half. Demetrius Lake in the front court for the Dutch. Drives on Dreyer, back outside Hawkins. Hawkins outside to McCullough. McCullough now to Lake. Lake can't pull the trigger on the three. Lake tries to penetrate. Pull-up jumper from eight. It is no good. Van Dorn, another rebound. Right now it's one and out for the Dutch. Van Dorn ahead to Dreyer. Dreyer will work his way into the front court. 50 seconds to play in the half. Ducks may play for one. They've got an 11-point lead. Dreyer has the ball tapped away by Hawkins, but it ends up in the hands of Hesch. Down to 35 seconds. Hesch on the dribble. Lake dogging him. Bounce pass right of the lane to Van Dorn. Back outside to Hesch. Down to 28 seconds. Lake is on Hesch. Back outside to Brent Burroughs and hands it right back to Sam. Hesch maintains his dribble in her half court under 20 seconds now. Almost a reach in there by Lake. Here's Dreyer, and Dreyer's called for traveling as he tried to make his move at the top of the circle. 13 seconds left. Dutch will have time for one shot. Grant Postma in for the Ducks along with Zach Papama. Van Dort will come out for that last possession to try to avoid picking up that third foul. Seconds to play in the half. Hawkins gets the inbounds. He'll walk it slowly into the front court. We may see Dante take this one by himself. Down to eight. Down to seven. They do a 1-4 set. Hawkins puts a move on Dreyer. Dishes off underneath to Ramos. Ramos had a shot blocked by Grant Postma out of bounds. Nice shot by Postma there. 1.7 seconds left. The Dutch will keep the basketball. Hawkins to inbound it. Bounces it off a Ducks player in an effort to try to get the ball back himself, but it never came back to him. Time runs out, and at the end of the first half, Zeeland West with a 36-25 lead over Holland High on the strength of 7 three-pointers by the Ducks. Let's take a 2-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll have our Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime show. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Zeeland West High School and the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime show. 36-25 Zeeland West over Holland at the half. It was 15-15 at the quarter, but the Ducks, with their long-range shooting, outscored the Dutch 21-10 in the second quarter. Here's the scoring right now. Brent Burroughs and Luke Dreyer lead the way for the Ducks, each with a dozen. Burroughs with four triples, including three in the first 3 minutes of the second quarter, as the Ducks assumed command of the ball game. Dreyer with a dozen. Jordan Van Dorn has six. Sam Hesch has three. And Travis Achterhoff has three for Holland. Dante Hawkins leads the way with a dozen, but he is getting no help from his teammates. No other Dutch player has more than three. Aiden McAuliffe has three. Elijah Woods has three. Demetrius Lake, three. Trent Ramos, two. And Elroy Payne, two. That's the scoring for the Dutch so far. Again, first place at stake tonight here in the OK Green. Zeeland West and Holland both 6-2. Also Holland Christian 6-2. The Maroons are at the Civic Center. Again, Byron Center will try and get you an update on that ball game as the second half continues on. When we come back, we will have the second half of tonight's ball game. But first, we do our usual halftime feature during our high school basketball broadcast. We take a look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of John Johnson, the communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. JJ's perspective is next. 36-25, Ducks at the half. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com.
Who will step up? I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family. The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We are now in the throes of the march through the winter sports tournament schedule, which saw our first champions crowned last weekend, with many more to come over the next five. It's an exciting time of year, and one which seems to write its own stories with tales of the expected, and especially the extraordinary or the unexpected, stories of which high school legends are made, even if it's the only time they ever take center stage in their athletic careers. The beauty of team sports is that every member of the team is important, not just the blue chip players who get way too much exposure and whack out everyone else's perspective trying to be like them. That's why I'll always remember Rory Bender from St. John's High School, a sophomore 125-pounder with an above-average record on the wrestling mat, who had the most arduous task in the 2010 Division II team wrestling final against Taylan Knobloch of Allegan to not get pinned against the number two wrestler in the state and give the Red Wings the team title. That match, as Bender went down time after time against the senior Knobloch, came down to its final moments, where rolled over on his back, Bender somehow avoided the dreaded sound of the slap and gave his team the victory. Bender won the title for his team because he did what he was supposed to do. He fulfilled his role. Who will step up and be this year's Rory Bender? Down 15 points with under 4 minutes to play, and its top two players fouled out in the 1956 Class D boys basketball title game, Chassel coach Ed Helikowski called timeout. One of his players told me how the coach called on those reserves left in the game, pointing at them saying, "You, and you, and you. We're going to pull this game out." And one of those players was sophomore guard Don Mattson, who capped the rally, scoring the game winner with seconds to play and finishing with an improbable finals record 25 points as Chassel won its first of three straight Class D crowns and kept a winning streak alive that would eventually reach 65 games, still a record in the state of Michigan. Who will step up and be this year's Don Mattson? It's hard to believe, but in about 40 years of girls basketball in our great state, only two championship games have been decided on buzzer-beating shots. The first came in 1999, when Kim Wilburn of Detroit Country Day drove the lane for a layup as time expired in a 49-47 thriller over Flint Powers Catholic. And 4 years ago, it was a layup by Kiana Dudley Thompson, which beat the clock, and Flint Hamity defeated St. Ignace in double overtime, 68-66. Is there a Kim Wilburn or a Kiana Dudley Thompson out there ready to step up this year? We'll find out. You can catch live video streams of the last five weekends of the march on the MHSAA.tv website. Just $14.95 gives you live access to finals in wrestling, competitive cheer, Lower Peninsula boys swimming and diving, ice hockey, girls gymnastics, and basketball semifinals for girls and boys. Check it out at MHSAA.tv. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
Second half action underway here at Zeeland West High School. First place showdown in the OK Green. Zeeland West with an 11-point lead over Holland, 36-25. In the other key game, Holland Christian is trailing Byron Center at the half, 22-19. Dutch have the basketball to start the second half. They have the same five that started the ball game. Again, the Dutch playing without two key starters, Tyler Johns and Anders Nordhuis, both out with injuries, so they've had to go deeper into their bench. Here's Mason Rosado, one of the reserves. Here's Dante Hawkins for three. No good off the back of the iron. Brent Burrows with a long rebound for Zeeland West. Sam Hesch brings it up against Mason Rosano for the Ducks. Ducks working right to left across your radio dial in the second half. Hesch over to Jordan Van Dort, left of the lane, working on Kyle Bartholomew. Drives to the basket. Gets the reverse layup. No good. Dreyer with the follow, and it's good. Luke Dreyer with his 14th point of the ball game. And you hear the Quack Pack say, Luke. 38-25, the Dutch with their biggest lead of the ball game. Dutch won the first meeting between these two teams by a dozen at the Dutch Dome a few weeks ago, but right now the Ducks are in command. Here's Kyle Bartholomew with a 12-foot jumper. Jordan Van Dort dared Bartholomew to take the shot, and Kyle dropped it in. His first basket of the contest, 38-27. Here's Hesch, slashing along the baseline, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound batted away, and Dreyer was the last one to touch it. It'll be Holland basketball. Dutch in the road red with white numerals and black trim. The Ducks in the home whites with green numerals and gold trim. It's Ramos, Hawkins, Rosado, Bartholomew, and McCullough for the Dutch. For the Ducks, it's Dreyer, Burrows, Sharon, Van Dort, and Hesch. Hawkins has the basketball. He'll leave it for Rosado. Rosado over to Aiden McAuliffe, right corner. McAuliffe drives along the baseline, reverse layup, misses it completely. The rebound by Burrows, and we're going to get a Trent Ramos foul.
Foul on Collins, 22, Trent Ramos.
That's Ramos' second. Dutch will press in the backcourt. 6:14 to go. The Ducks had six threes in the first half, four of them from Burrows. And Burrows has got the basketball right now into the front court. Burrows stops left of the circle, leaves it outside for Hesch. Hesch between the circles. I will drive on McCullough. Hesch, cross court. Here's a three on the way by Nick Sharon, and it's through as he falls down. Nick Sharon, another three. That's his first basket of the ball game. That's number seven in the triple category. 41-27, here's Hawkins driving the basket. No good, but Bartholomew's there for the tip. 41-29, pressure put on by the Dutch. Burrows has in the backcourt. McAuliffe on his back. Burrows. And Hawkins got a hand on it and knocked it out of bounds. It will stay Zeeland West basketball. In the second half, the first time these two teams met, the Dutch press got to the Ducks, and that led to the rally that led to the Holland victory. But so far tonight, Zeeland West has done an excellent job handling the Holland press. Here's Burrows, another three, no good. Bartholomew clears it. Over to Hawkins, Dutch on the run. Hawkins pushes it outside to Ramos. And Ramos threw the ball, and McAuliffe vacated the spot where Ramos passed the basketball to, and it's another turnover for the Dutch. Burrows to inbound it for the Ducks in front of the scorer's table, gets it into Luke Dreyer. Dreyer, the senior, one of seven seniors on the Zeeland West team, trying to win an OK Green Conference championship 1 year after finishing last in the conference. Here's Burrows with it. Hawkins reaches in, can't get the steal. Dreyer open right side for three, and it's through! Luke Dreyer, another triple. 44-29, Zeeland West. 4:48 to go in the third. Bartholomew in the lane. Turnaround hook. Nice feed from Rosano, and Bartholomew has 6 points here in the third quarter. The problem is the Dutch can't seem to make a dent. Here's Van Dorn driving to the basket. Shot blocked by Bartholomew, but Bartholomew's going to get called for a foul with the body. That's number three. Well, the Ducks have been doing a great job tonight of handling the Holland press. Holland has just not been able to generate the turnovers they did the last time these two teams played. Van Dort makes the first. That's seven for Jordan. Demetrius Lake will come in for McCullough for the Dutch. 45-31, Zeeland West. Van Dort with one more. The right-hander fires, and he got it. 46-31. Here's Hawkins with it for the Dutch. Hawkins, crossover dribble, drives the lane. Shot blocked by Dreyer, and we got a foul on Luke. And Luke thought he got all ball, and he's got a big grin on his face. Hawkins will go to the line to shoot two. Dante had 10 in the first quarter, but has scored only two since. Elroy Payne getting ready to check in for the Dutch. Hawkins' first free throw. Good. Yonte's been shooting about 80% at the line this year. Payne in for Bartholomew. The Dutch lose one entire foot when Payne comes in the ball game. Bartholomew is 6'10", Payne is 5'10". Hawkins second, got it. Pressure again put on by the Dutch, 46-33, and once again the Ducks beat it. Hash over to Burroughs. Now the Dutch are going to have to send two guys after the basketball. Burroughs to Hash. Rosado comes out on Hash. Hash will leave it for Burroughs. Burroughs will launch a three. Yes! Brent Burroughs, his fifth three of the night. That's number nine for the Ducks, or number eight, rather, for the Ducks. It's 49-33. Here's a three for Hawkins. No good. Burroughs with the rebound. Outlet to Hash. Hash will bring it across against Lake. Rosado comes out on Hash. Now Hawkins comes to double. Hash gets rid of it to Dreyer. Dreyer, down low to Van Dort. Van Dort gets Payne up in the air, and Elroy's going to get a foul called on him. Again, Payne is fronting Van Dort down low. All Zealand wants to have to do is pass it over the top, and that's exactly what happened. Payne picked up his third. Ducks to inbound underneath. Inbound pass to Van Dort. Van Dort is fouled on the catch, and he goes up. This will be either Payne or Rosado. It's going to be on Mason Rosado, and it'll be a two-shot foul for Van Dort. And Mason Rosado saying, hey, what do I got to do here? I'm giving away eight inches to Van Dort. Jordan to shoot two. He makes the first. That's his ninth point. McAuliffe will check back in for the Dutch. Number four, 50-33, Zealand West. And boy, what a difference from the first meeting these two teams had. The Dutch won by 12 the first meeting. They're down by 17. Van Dort misses the second. Burroughs has a rebound. Brenton Burroughs has been everywhere tonight for the Ducks. Hash will set things up. 3:35 to go in the third. The Ducks in command. Here's Hash underneath the Van Dort. Van Dort off the window. It's good. And Paul Chapman is running out of answers right now. And Paul Chapman will take time. It's going to be a full timeout. 3:21 to go in the third. Zealand West in command. The Ducks 52, the Dutch 33. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Howland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Dutch with the basketball out of the timeout. Here's Hawkins in the left corner. Dutch down by 19 here in the third. Bartholomew underneath the lake. A circus shot, no good. Sharon with the rebound for Zealand West. Now the wheels have about fallen off the wagon for the Dutch here in the third quarter. Zealand West just on fire. They have 9 3-pointers, 5 of them from Brent Burroughs. There's Van Dort down low, works around Bartholomew. Outside to Hash, now to Burroughs. Brent, another three, no good. Hawkins with the rebound. Dutch on the run. Hawkins pushes it, drives the lane, contact, puts the shot up off the window, it's good. 16 for Hawkins. 52-35, Zealand West. Hash with it in the backcourt. 2:25 to go in the third. Hash drives around to Beatrice Lake. Outside to Burroughs. Burroughs, 3-point drive blocked by McAuliffe. Burroughs gets it back, though, puts it up and in. McAuliffe came out to block the shot, but he was not in position to get the rebound. Burroughs got his own board, drove inside, and put it in the layup. Here's Ramos with a 12-footer. Hits the front of the rim and gets the friendly roll. 54-37, Zealand West. Pressure put on by the Dutch. 2 minutes to play in the third. Dreyer will dribble through the press. Dreyer maintains his dribble. Hawkins and McCall come to double. Dreyer in trouble, and Kevin Towne able to get a timeout. And what's it going to be? It's going to be a 30. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations. Just $7.99 starting at 4 p.m. Why do they officiate? Some officiate for the love of the sport. Others officiate simply because they love being around kids. And some got tired about complaining about officials and doing something about it by becoming one. Become a registered high school game official. Call or click the MHSA. You can be a referee. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. 54-37, Zeeland West in the Highland Christian Unity game. It is 22-19, or check that, Byron Center 22, Highland Christian 19 at the half. In girls action at the half, it's Highland Christian 24 and Byron Center 18. Ducks with the basketball, Dreyer with it. Lake and Hawkins come on a double, and Hawkins knocks it out of bounds right in front of me. Payne will come in for Bartholomew for the Dutch. As Holland goes to their small lineup, and it is a really small lineup. McAuliffe is the tallest guy at 6'3". Ramos the next tallest at 6'1". Inbounds comes to Zach Popham, who just checked into the ball game for Coach Kevin Town. Sam Hashad has it on the left side for the Ducks. Hash outside to Luke Dreyer. Travis Ackerhoff back in the ball game. Also Trevor Raby. Dreyer drives to drive on Lake. Can't shake him. Dreyer drives toward the baseline. Over to Hash. McAuliffe closes out on Sam. 1:23 to go in the... Here's a nice feed underneath to Popham, but he missed the layup. Hash with a beautiful pass down low to Popham, but he's not able to finish. Ball knocked out of bounds. It will stay Ducks basketball. West will inbound baseline left. Inbound pass comes to Raby.